Blog Talk Radio.
Graffiti rhymes, BG paintings, fuck you saw. I'm black man, black man.
Black man, black man. Look, it ain't no fake. Black man shot down, it ain't love, it's hate. My nigga, you try to tell me what's straight, nigga. Trying to demonstrate, nigga, don't regulate. My nigga, hold on, let me set the record straight. For a nigga like me, man, I don't love to hate. I'm only living one love, nigga, black king. Black king. Looking for a pride, nigga, ain't no dream. No reality, it's a motherfucking must. They try to put me in shock, but what you doing? In a dust, no. Something like the rest, they be down in the system. Well, I don't really give a fuck about the system. Hell, fuck the government, fuck everything your name. Fuck your white Jesus, fuck everything you claim. I put on black everything, nigga. Come through the streets and I spray paint, nigga. Shoulda had a gun in your hand, Trayvon. Shoulda had a gun in your hand, Mike Brown. Nah, that's another black man shot down. Nobody really gave a fuck about the gun sound. You gotta keep spinning like the world. Yeah, you don't love nobody, better love yourself. Stand up for the black kings, man. Black man, black everything.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Welcome to The Broken Preacher. This is May 20th, Sunday, May 20th. It is approximately 12:30 p.m. I'm your host, The Real Stevie B, a.k.a. Hassan Labdouni. And as I mentioned again, welcome to The Broken Preacher Podcast. Now, we have a wonderful, wonderful story today of black preacher trying to make change, trying to create change, looking to help the people move past their slave mentality thinking and to see things for what they are. Now, here we have a story out of Alabama who's telling black people to get out of white churches. Now, story goes, this Alabama pastor is coming under fire for his divisive message, for spreading this message to the community to leave the white churches alone. Now, the pastor, Reverend Michael R. Jordan of New Era Baptist Church, is calling out popular Alabama megachurch, Church of the Highlands, claiming it is a slave church, it's the slave master church, and is claiming that their intentions for opening up a location in the Birmingham's West End is more sinister than benevolent. Now, while the megachurch purports itself to want to help fight crime in the area as the reason for opening this new location, Jordan is pulling no punches when he says is hypocrisy. He's calling out the church's hypocrisy in that white people do not want to live in African-American neighborhoods, nor do they want to worship with the likes of said people. So in that same vein of thinking, if they don't want to live next to them, they don't want to worship with them, they don't even want them in their establishments, why the hell do they want to put a church in their locality? Good question, Reverend Jordan. So Jordan decided to do what he's actually been doing quite frequently, using the church sign out front to send a particularly controversial message. This is not the first time Jordan has been in the news. He's been in the news before using his signs to say, "Lord, please stop blacks from killing blacks. Young black males must respect authority. AIDS is God's curse on a homosexual life," and others. One particular signage that he used was "Trump deceived poor white folks" on the church sign. Now, they say that church should not be involved in politics. However, there is a certain cross-section between church and politics, and church should very much speak in when it comes to politics. If corporations can go ahead and be provided, be considered as free speech and be considered citizens, then churches should be able to add their two cents in as well. And they do. But let's keep going. So the particular sign right now is being displayed that says black folks need to stay out of white churches. And on the other side, it says white folks refuse to be our neighbors. Now, according to Reverend Jordan, changes in society will not start with blacks attending white churches. Duh. Been there, done that. The white church has been down through the years a hypocritical organization because they didn't preach against lynching. They didn't preach against slavery. The white church elected a racist president in number 45, drum roll, Donald J. Trump. Now, I want to say something to every African-American, this is Jordan speaking, that attends a white church. Leave now. Come to your mainstream black church. Your focus is different. Our cultures are different. Again, the white institutional church is under watch because they elected a promiscuous, racist president that's building walls. Well, well, well. You can't listen to the Broken Preacher without hearing more than just one side of the story. So here we go. So now, while Jordan does raise a few valid points in his railing against the white churches, such as their deafening silence by these congregations as the black community continues to spiral into perdition, another motive, personally, does come to mind. That motive is the almighty motive of the American capitalist system, the American machine, that is money. Mega churches are just like super Walmarts. They're viruses that feed off their host communities. Many are as bloated as government agencies while doing even less to benefit the communities that they leech off of. Mega churches will do to regular black churches what Walmart did to mom and pop shops. Run them out of business. Now, the good reverend, in my opinion, is aware of what is about to occur. He is seeing the signs of the time, and he is trying not to have to pinch his pockets any more than he has to already. By being the purveyor of the good word, he has already carved out a nice little niche living for himself while living off his congregation. If he did not have the church to live off of, he would have to find other means to supplement or complement an income that he may or may not already have. Moving on, as mega churches swallow up more members, that would leave less tithe givers to attend New Era Baptist Church. And based upon the pictures of the building, based upon the pictures of the church right now, it is safe to assume that it does not have that many faithful tithe paying members. But we'll keep moving on. It's not about money. Well, it shouldn't be about money when it comes to churches, but we already know these religious pimps and how they get moving. Anyway, using this pastor's very logic, saying how white people in white churches have been against blacks and have not stood up for blacks from the get-go, using this same logic, instead of calling for black people to leave white churches, what he should be doing is should be calling for a mass exodus from white religion. Why are we going to leave their church but continue to follow their belief system? Answer that, Mr. Jordan. Why are we going to leave their buildings, leave their congregation halls, leave their temples, leave all their structures just to go to a black church that's continued to follow the same belief system that they, the ones, have brought forth? It is these gracious benefactors that so dutifully introduce Christianity to black people. They used scriptures to justify slavery and the beating of slaves. They manipulated their good book to push each pressing agenda of the time. So how is it that the same God that was here yesterday is here today and will be here tomorrow and is never changing, but his rules, his word, and the interpretation of his word continues to change with the signs of the times? It continues to change with the seasons. How is that? Please explain. Reverend Jordan, right now you come across as just another religious pimp looking to keep a hold of your turf as the competition approaches. Understandable. I understand. You don't want people encroaching on your money. That's completely understandable. But for you to save a blacks to leave white churches while continuing to feed them the white message is hypocrisy itself. It is ludicrous. Now, the only message that should be relayed here is for blacks to reject the teachings of these white masters and to return to the earth, return to that which came thousands and thousands of years before the advent of the white man's religion. Until the robes of deceit are shed, black people will never be able to tap back into their true essence, their undeniable power and birthright. Reverend Michael R. Jordan, you are the broken preacher of the week.
Started on the block, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Don't put in, don't get out. Save it all. Here's a warm-up right before I ball. I'm on my come-up, yo. You still on pajama flow. Sleeping on me like lit. Started on the block, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Don't put in, don't get out. Save it all. Here's a warm-up right before I ball. I'm on my come-up, yo. You still on pajama flow. Sleeping on me like you're sleeping with me. Kick your titties. Now there you go. Pop that ass and send you on your way, ho. My time is money, what you think you came for? Let that fang go. Chico bang, ho. Roof recline, check the shine, ho. We gon' slide, drop top, touch the sky. Let me ride, ho. Red, instead I'm about survival. If you feel me in your spirit, wake up like revival. Riding through these cities, sleeping, only do what I do. Flipping through these verses, read the pages of my Bible. I'm by you.
This has been another episode of The Broken Preacher. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni, a.k.a. The Real Stevie B. You may know me from the Lyrical Elitist as well, TLETV. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Lyrical Elitist, as well as Broken Preacher. Check us out, YouTube.com. Search TLETV. TLETV will have all the different channels underneath there. You'll have the Lyrical Elitist. You'll have TLETV. You'll have Justice or Not. You'll have Exit 420. You'll have the Broken Preacher and so much more, all under the TLETV. Make sure you visit the Lyrical Elitist website, www.thelyricalelitist.com. And ladies and gentlemen, have a great Sunday afternoon. Ashe.